We're in Simen Shin Lamed. We are up to Sif Vav, and we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Sif Vav. Osin Medura Liyoledes Kol Shloshim Yom Vafilu Bitkufes Tamuz. The halachi is that you're allowed to make a fire. A Medura there meant that you light a bonfire or a fireplace, or the Mishnah Berurah brings down either a fireplace or the Tanurim, all 30 days, even in the summer, because Sina, getting a chill for a Yoledes, is a sakana. And the Ramah adds, V'mutar machem l'scham keneged ha-medura, ayin li'el. We learned before that others could use the medura under certain circumstances where there's no shash of shema yarba b'shvilam. Now, what this means is that you can actually have a Jew do it if you don't have a non-Jew. Because as far as a non-Jew is concerned, the halacha is even for a cholish ha'imbal sakana, they're allowed to go and put on the fireplace. And the truth of the matter is that we find the halacha of hakol chol neitzel atzina. If it gets cold, then everyone's considered a chol, and you're allowed to turn it on al yedei nachri by way of a non-Jew. Then the chiddush here would be that it's even b'tkufas tamuz. But the Mishnah Berurah learns that this mechaber is going with the shita of the Ravid, that even though a yoledes is considered a chol l'sheyesh bo sakon only for 7 days, and then from day 7 through day, that means day 8 through day 30, she's a chol l'she'ein bo sakana. With regard to catching a chill, she's considered a chol l'she'yesh bo sakana. There are many Rishonim that disagree, and they hold that she's a chol l'she'ein bo sakana, in which case the only heter would be by way of a non-Jew. Halacha l'maisa, today, generally speaking, Yoledes, after 7 days, doesn't usually find herself getting the chills in the summer, and therefore it would be unnecessary. Siv Zayin, havlat she'nolad. The actual child that is born, also no called Tzrochav, you can do whatever is necessary for him. Umarchitzin also, they wash him. Umolchin also, literally salting him. The Rambam explains they used to put some kind of powder on him. V'tomnim hashilya kedei sheyicham havlad. There was a skula they had that by burying the afterbirth, the baby, the newborn baby, would not be cold, would not catch a chill, it would warm up. This was done then by Torah Gula. Nevertheless, you couldn't break a daraisa, so you couldn't bury it in sand. However, you could cover it up with kalim, the different things that they used to cover it with. The reason why you cannot do a daraisa there is because it's only a skula. It's not something that we know that physically, that there's some kind of physical explanation for. The chotchin is a tabur, and one may cut the umbilical cord. The issue here of cutting it is after it was tied. And there's actually a machlokus rishonim, if that's considered an issur d'oraisa, that Chazal are being matir or not. So what are all of these halachis? So lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah explains that these generally are issues that we're dealing with that are not really sakana. Whereas if there were real sakana, we would be matir straight out, even by way of a Jew breaking an issur d'oraisa. So lemashal, if say you do not have what to cut the cord with, since we're holding that it's not a sakana, the Magen Avraham brings down that it would be usur to go ahead and carry knife or scissors through a Rishus HaRabim. All they were matir was something that's not a malacha altogether, or questionable malacha. With regard to halacha lemaisa of cutting the cord, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can certainly do it by way of a non-Jew. Further, v'hani mili binolad l'tes o l'zayin. That's only if we're talking about a baby born in the 9th month or in the 7th month. Avol nolad l'ches, whereas if a baby is born in the 8th month, o safik ben zayin o ben ches, or even a safik, a mechalin olav elim ken gomru soro v'tsuparnav. In the days of Chazal, and in the days of the Mechaber, a child born in the 7th month would survive, but a child born in the 8th month would not survive. The only time that you can rely on this really being a child that will be able to survive is gomru soro v'tsuparnav. If his hair and nails look like they were completely grown, he's got a full head of hair, and he's got nails. Now, lemaisa, it's a machlokas rishonim, what this Gemara is talking about, when the Gemara says that by Safik, we're not Machal Shabbos, Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches, or the same thing, Safik ben Ches, Safik ben Tes. There's a Gemara that says that you go l'chumra. There are many rishonim who learn that that's talking about with regard to a bris mila. However, others learn that it's talking about pikuach nefesh. The Mechaber is paskening that it's going on pikuach nefesh. That even if we have a suffix, whether or not this is a child born in the 8th month, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos because he's not considered a nolad, because he's not considered a living being. Not only that, but the Gra claims that according to the Machaber, it should have been that even Gamusarov v'Tziparnov should not have been a heter. That's only a heter from Mila. Lamais in the Bir Halacha, he brings down Deis that under all circumstances you would break Shabbos, and we rely on the Gemara only being talking about, the only time the Gemara asks for Safig is with regard to Mila. Now, Halacha Lamaisa, Bizman Hazeh, a child born in the 8th month, could easily be a fine, healthy child. There's absolutely no reason why we would give it any different halachas than a child born in the 9th month. And if this preemie is small and there's a need to incubate, the halacha is we break Shabbos, even with Isurim Daraisa, because children born in the 8th month, Bizman Hazeh, they can live fine, certainly no worse than a child born in the 7th month.